consistent.
All right. I think that was a pretty good pre-show talking about hot sauce. We'll probably keep all of that in.
It made it. Fuck yeah.
So welcome back to That's Effin' Weird. We have a fishbowl episode. You can clearly tell that. You click the play button. Before we get into the actual show, we're going to introduce everybody. I am Alex.
I am Seth.
I am Clark, as always.
And we have a special guest on too, actually. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Stranger Danger, my name is Jose.
I'm Noel, and we're from the Basement Podcast.
The Basement and Wine. What's going on?
Thank you for coming onto the show and helping us with this fishbowl. We just met yesterday, and Noel, I know we kind of explained it a little bit before the show and everything. You had no idea what the fishbowl was going to be about. You learned probably like 10 minutes ago what it is.
Yeah.
We're all excited. And you as the audience member, if you've never heard a fishbowl episode, kind of what it is there's a bunch of random topics. We're going to go over each one. Well, if we have time, each one. But I'm not going to keep on talking. We're going to get to the first topic. Before we do that, though, does anybody have any sort of questions, anything like that before we get started?
Oh, I'm ready to go.
All right. So the first thing that we are going to be talking about is the Zeti Pyramid. Has anybody heard about this?
I've heard of pyramids in that sentence.
Well, it's actually a pretty interesting thing. So it's a project which adds a concrete block every 10 years to create a full pyramid by the year 3183. And they are on their fourth block right now.
Yeah.
Wait, how many blocks they need to go?
A lot.
That's actually a really good question. I have no idea.
Over 1,000 years, apparently. Yeah. Why are they only doing one block per... You could do like a block a day.
Wait.
Concrete. I think it's an art project.
How many blocks? And then what's the time frame?
Every 10 years, they put one block.
Every 10?
But it's a big-ass block. It's not like a little brick.
Yes.
It's a big-ass block.
Yes. I will drop the link in the Discord so you guys can check it out exactly. I mean, they are probably anywhere from like 8 to 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
It's probably like a 10 by 10 block.
Like this room.
Where is that? Where are they doing this at?
I think it started.
Yeah, that's a good question.
It started in 93.
Hey Clark, is it 3,000 cement and over? That's like the really, like the they have those strength ratings. You know, you can get them in bags or order them on it like yards on a truck. Is it 3,000 up? Is like the really really strong stuff? I can't remember the 1,000 number, but I think it's 3,000 up.
That sounds right for like quickcrete and stuff like that.
Like so. The PSI, It's rated that way. It would be cool. I don't know what the hardness, you know, how like granite and all these different things have hardness like ratings or whatever. It would be cool to get the new fiber concrete with all the fibers in it, but with the synthetic stuff with some ridiculously high rated strength and like make something comparable to the pyramids, and then way in the future they're like, how did they do this, and what is a strange rock with this plastic in it?
It's actually forgotten technology.
Most of the original pyramids are it's limestone and granite.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have eroded even farther if it wasn't just wind.
Mm-hmm.
If there was water, like if there was any humidity.
You know, yeah,
that's a good question. Is this Zeti Pyramid, the first few blocks, after 1,000 years, whatever, is it going to erode?
Oh my God, you have to start all over again? First of all, are these Zeti people proving how the Egyptians didn't do it? Because goddamn, every 10,000 years, one stone? I'm lazy. I can follow that schedule. I'm very proud Puerto Rican here. Thank you, sir.
It's 10 years.
10 years, that's still a lot. God damn.
Where it looks like it's being placed, where these 10 blocks are, it looks like it looks like they might erode. So it looks like they're going to have to upkeep on the rest of the blocks and the rest of the pyramid while they're trying to finish this thing. It already looks like the first two are in kind of rough shape. So I think what you were saying, Clark, is right. Like the fact that we're in Egypt where they are, like the normal pyramids or whatever, you don't have the like all of the elements working against the actual pyramid itself. Whereas where these ones are, it looks like
you put that shit in Florida and it's done in like 3 weeks.
How do you spell Zeti?
Z E I T, and then pyramid, P Y R A M I D E.
There she goes.
Ooh. Okay.
Let's look at the first few bricks. Yeah,
they're bad. He said they were bad.
Yeah, they're rough.
Yep.
So yeah, are they doing it for like religious reasons or just to like? Is it a tribal community thing? Is it in the budget? Like, what the hell's going on?
I think it's just an art project.
I honestly do think it's, again, I don't know all the details, but I think it's just an art project. I don't think it's for anything specific. I think it's just to do it.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So they just have four. That's so I could, you know what? What would the scale, if I wanted to do this affordably, I'm trying to think of what scale I would pick. Would it be like,
don't do it.
I've been thinking on the south side of the bunker. I've been thinking about,
look at this.
Anyway, so this has been a longstanding idea, but what would be the affordable dimension per block? If I were to do like, pour a block a week, one block a week, the like 20 by 20, 24 by 24. I like the imperial system of measurement because it does seem that the actual pyramids are dividable by the imperial scale. So I don't know. So what, 20? Would you do 24 by 24 cubes?
I'm trying to see what.
I'm asking Clark. He.
Oh, you. I'm wondering here. I'm like, I find it fascinating that the only time you're going to use the metric system is when it comes to your calibers of rifles.
But also, it's eight rows of eight. The bottom row.
The base is eight by eight.
Eight by eight.
Where would you want a pyramidal shaped? Anything
then six by six, four by four, energies,
man. Have you seen those custom copper pyramids that you can have built for making energy trifectas and getting all healed from your wounds? Okay, so this clipboard it's a foot. It has the little things right here. So two of them.
Yeah.
So if I did that, a 24 by 24 block, once a week. Each bag of concrete's like $10. No, actually, it's like eight something. If I get the really good stuff, and I could custom blend it with some materials I have here. Like I got a lot of clay.
Are you asking like how long? Like
how long would it take?
How long are you going to be doing it for?
It's also going to be. Well, I guess you can get to a certain point and then cap it, but you got to realize that you're going to get to a third at some point because it's a pyramidal. Structure, so you're gonna have to, like, it can't be a 24-24 all the way up to the top. You're gonna have to have a cap. So,
and are you going to Home Depot right away? Are you going next week?
Well, I do have to pick up concrete from Lowe's, like, I don't know, this coming week for something separate. So I'll just get extra bags. But I have
in his backyard next week, and we're like,
follow up. It's halfway built. So how long would you think it would take you?
It depends on the size. If it was like, what should the footprint be?
It's 120 like, bricks altogether.
If it was 50.
Wait, so they're making it 120 bricks, the entire pyramid?
Yeah. The Zeti project?
It's the first, base level is 64 blocks.
I could beat that. I'll be done with
it. I gotta do the actual, like,
yeah, I go to Home Depot, Lowe's right now.
The second level is 36 blocks. The fourth level is 16, and the top is four.
Oh, so it divides down in an even increment.
Yeah,
right, per square, whatever inch or something. Right, it would have to.
And there's spaces in between, so you could like walk through the pyramid.
My cousin took the concrete mixer. Oh, sorry.
The spaces in between the bricks, it's enough room for you to like walk through it and everything. That'll be interesting.
I would have to have tunnels. There would have to be some kind of built-in things, which would save material. That's concrete. I don't have to pour.
To be able to walk into this thing, you're talking about building a huge structure.
Yeah.
Oh, word. If you're doing that scale, or maybe like a little midget for like midgets or little people.
Hey, I like building things. If I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it.
I do like the confidence where he just looked at me and was like, "Yeah,
I'm gonna build it."
Yeah, I'm already figuring it out.
I'm not gonna fucking say anything to that. I mean, if someone looks at you and says, "Yeah," you just say, "Okay,
all right."
Well, there's not gonna be any electricity or water going to it, so I don't think I have to inform. I'm just gonna do it. With codes, you always ask forgiveness before permission, anyway.
Word, that's a fact.
Well. We'll edit that out.
I was going to say, if I did want to scale, would it be like inches? I would go with inches and then see how it goes. Like some
just buy bricks and stack them up.
Yeah. Old school. Kindergarten.
We'll start with Legos and then we'll go.
We'll work our way.
That's a good, well, I like, I'll scale it since what is it called? Minecraft is, you know, those are perfect cubes. I could make a rundown in Minecraft.
That's true.
Then, all right,
I'm sold. Cool.
I'll give you guys updates.
Me too. Yeah,
I'll post it in the thing.
All right, that's the Zeti pyramids, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Something I've never heard of.
So, do you think it's smart? Do you think it's cool what they're doing, or do you think it's a waste of time?
I mean, everything's a waste of time. Eventually,
it's a waste of time.
This is the optimist here, by the way.
Yeah. I think just every 10 years irritates me. It's like we could get it so much done faster. I don't know if the 10 years is they're making a point.
Yeah,
it's like we need to just take our time, and we won't be alive when it's done, and that's okay if it's that kind of a thing. But that bothers me.
Do you think you can build it bigger than the Bass Pro Shops?
No, I can't do that. That thing's huge.
So you'll only be the second biggest pyramid in Tennessee.
How tall is it again? How tall is the Bass Pro Shop?
It's big as shit.
Yeah.
That's the actual measurement.
Did you see the spirit box that they took out of the cap? The weirdo that designed the Bass Pro Shop. Well, it wasn't a Bass Pro Shop to begin with. It was just the Memphis Pyramid. But there was there's this whole thing. If you Google pyramid energy, you're going to find a whole lot of stuff. And the guy that helped design it, it was very much into they're like honing. They like to, it's like the pyramidal structure hones energies to a point. In fact, like back in the Victorian era, when people were picnicking on top of the actual pyramids, there are pictures of them holding up wine bottles because it would be like electrostatic would be off the bottles, and it was like a whole thing until they made it so you couldn't do that.
Is that why the cap was like metal or something, wasn't it?
Originally? It was supposedly gold at one point.
Oh, gold, but
The original cap stone was different. It wasn't limestone like the rest of the pyramid.
So what's on top of the Bass Pro Shop one?
Well, there was a guy that put like some kind of ceremonial box in it. I mean, the whole thing is like steel and aluminum and glass, but he put some kind of box. And if you research it, it's kind of cool. It's kind of weird, but kind of cool. And you can see pictures of the box that like years later, it was intended to stay. In fact, everyone got upset when they removed it. But once Bass Pro Shop bought the pyramid, they removed it. There's a restaurant in the cap now, isn't there, Clark?
Wow.
It's such an unusual thing to have a pyramid.
I'm mistaken that's Luxor, because the Luxor pyramid also, which
I've been. Oh, yeah. Which was bigger?
I think you can have a catfish at the cap at ours.
I think the Luxor pyramid is bigger, I think, than the Bass Pro
pyramid. And are both pyramids on that line? You know how like there's like lines on the earth?
Ley lines?
Ley lines, yeah. Are they all aligned? That's if it is. Wow, then we got ourselves a conspiracy theory, guys.
Yeah, that would be a conspiracy. I've been in the Luxor, and the Luxor is pretty.
Where is the Luxor one? I don't.
Vegas.
It's in Vegas, right?
Oh, it's
the very end of the Las Vegas Strip. It's like the most southern end of the Las Vegas Strip. Like it's where you end at. So where like the shootings were, the Las Vegas shootings, that I think it was MGM is on the right or on the other side of the street. And that's basically where the shootings were. Luxor's on the other side of the street.
That in this pyramid. Huge. Thing is giant.
So the Bass Pro Shop Pyramid, Memphis Pyramid, is 321 feet tall and 591 feet long.
You're definitely going to need permission for that if you go that size, for sure. Can you imagine? Why are you pyramid?
I could go old school and make an earth pyramid. I do have an excavator.
It's 350, the Luxor one. 350 feet.
Oh, so ours is bigger.
Hey.
Oh, 350. Ours is 321. So they got us by like 3 feet.
By like two floors.
Mm-hmm.
Jose, you bring up a good point, Jose. Like, why over the pyramid?
Like, if you look at every shape in nature, pyramid doesn't really pop off.
Yeah, but they're strong. It's a sturdy structure.
But why a pyramid? I don't know.
That's a good question. Every civilization, you go to Mexico, you go to China, you go to Egypt, all over the world, they're ziggurat. Am I saying that right, Clark? Structures are pyramidal. I don't know why.
I think it's just a basic popular piling things on top of each other. It's just the easiest way.
Universally across the globe, without iPhones to call each other and tell each other, it's a pyramid.
Yeah,
do the pyramid, bro.
But if you make a pile of anything, it becomes a pyramid eventually. So I think that was just the best.
If you make a pile of anything, eventually it turns into that shit.
Yeah, it's like,
are you talking about shit? I'm thinking about the shit emoji. Like, what the? Thinking about ice cream, Mr. Softy.
I think if you throw things in a pile, it just automatically forms this shape. So they were like, all right, that's the best shape.
That is actually not wrong. Because if you look at the early pyramids, like the Djoser pyramid and things like that in Egypt, they're step pyramids. And then you have bent pyramids where they got the angles wrong. They went too steep and they had to re-correct. Correct themselves.
Oh, they kind of look squished.
Yeah.
They kind of like, I seen those.
Oh, it took them a while to actually.
They kind of look like they're squished down.
It took them a while to get it right. So, and then in Mexico, they have steps on their pyramids. So at least they had the idea to, like, they didn't fuck up their pyramids.
They thought it through a little.
They wanted to hone the power from the top.
They're like, oh, wow, we have to be able to get to the top. So. They actually made steps and stuff on the outside. So it's like, okay, their pyramids are a little more like uniform. They don't have the sharp, like perfect geometric thing, but they got the angles right from the beginning because they knew they had to walk up them.
And then got to the top and they're like, what do we do? Let's cut off some heads. That's what we should do.
Sacrifices.
Throw some bodies down, man.
The Chichen Itza in Mexico has that unique effect of when you yell towards it, a sound comes back.
Oh, yeah.
A weird sound comes back or something like that.
Acoustically perfect. Yeah.
And I was high and I was like, this is something from another dimension and I'm enjoying the shit out of it. It was hot as fuck. But I was like, how did they figure that out where the sound enters and it's being deflected, I guess, by the walls and it comes back like an eagle or some shit? Like, what kind of prideful, crazy ass?
You know, that reminds me, there's another pyramid or temple structure, and I believe it's in India, I may be wrong, that operates the same way a camera does without a lens. So, like, you go down a shaft and the moon, it's like, like the blood moon or whatever at one point is in a inverse kind of projection on the end of the shaft. So it would be without the corrective lens that flips it right way up. But a certain time of year, the moon is projected on the wall down the shaft. And it's really, really cool. They were super smart.
Is that kind of like if the window shades open slightly, you can kind of see the reflection from outside on the wall?
Same principle, probably. It's just interesting that. And then there's that one pyramid somewhere in the Asianic region where everything was made out of one piece. It was chiseled from the top down out of like a solid piece of rock, and it is an ornate temple.
That takes
and it's just insane because it's one piece. It's a giant temple complex, one piece. So I get why people are like constantly saying aliens, because it's so hard with our traditional like view of like we did this and then this and then this. I get why they jump there, because there are some structures that are absolutely mind blowing that we wouldn't even attempt today.
That took generations to build.
So that ornate one that you were describing is like they were like ants burrowing in and sculpting it into a 3D model.
Yeah, cut out like it was a CAD drawing that was perfectly cut and removed out all the way down from the top down. And there are sculptures that are tuned to it. So you hit the pillar or hit the thing and it makes a certain musical note. It's just insane. I don't know if they heat treated those pillars to do this or that, but whoever designed these things were just born in the wrong era. I mean, it's absolutely
word. Ridiculous. Imagine what they would create now.
They make the thing in the train station where you touch it and the other side makes a sound.
Oh,
there's that guy now.
Damn.
It's weird in the right where the trade towers fell, that one station you come out of the subway, there's all those eyes on the walls all over.
Oculus?
You know what I'm talking about?
They call it the Oculus, I think.
Something like that. It's right by that new structure that looks like a whale, and then the new tower comes up, and then there's the memorial, but there's a train station that you walk up from near the financial district, and there's all these tiled eyes throughout the whole thing, and my conspiracy self goes, oh, is that the all-seeing eye? Is it like the obelisk they put when they assassinated JFK in Texas? Ooh. Are they trying to say this secret brotherhood saying something to us? Like
they put an obelisk there.
They did, and where he was shot, there is an Egyptian style obelisk, and it's kind of like a big middle finger from the shadowy elites, in my opinion.
Obelisk.
Where did they put it?
Where he got shot at in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh man, I love JFK one. That's the one that to me that's the realest one.
The realest conspiracy.
That's the realest one.
That's the
rest of them feel fishy. This one feels like it could
have. Yeah, I don't think we had a president that just was like an actual president since they made their point. You play ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Or this happens to you.
Oh man, that's a good one. I'm gonna have to borrow that one tonight and be like, we're fucked.
Joe Rogan says, he goes, they show him a video recording of a different angle that nobody has of JFK assassinating.
There's so much stuff,
like, and it was
well, the thing is, when they like released all those declassed documents, they held a bunch. They're like, well, there's still some living people still involved, so we gotta and they kicked the can down the road on all of that, but it was such an inside assassination job, it's ridiculous.
There's still stuff we don't know.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that one's the pop. That's the one. That's the one that's going to be.
That's the one.
that's the one.
That's the one on the shelf.
We could talk about Illuminati and UFOs all day.
All day.
But that one?
That one right
that
there.
That one's here.
That's sacred.
That one's here.
That one's ours.
Well, jeez. I think we kind of wrapped it up with the pyramid ones. Does anyone have anything else that they would like to say on?
What did you do, Seth? No, I was going to say one thing to wrap it up. I do find it fascinating. One thing we didn't actually talk about, the acoustic thing. If you go from India, Egypt, Central America, I find the acoustics being a very common thing, and I find that fascinating.
Interesting. Now, is that just coincidence, though? Is that, do you think that's just
No, because these are cultures that actually are very in tuned with acoustics. So not only like Central America, they used like we see the death whistle and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like,
you ever heard the death whistle?
No,
it's insane, bro.
The death whistle.
Gosh, it's great. But then also you think about like Indian culture with their in tune with acoustics. They use like the sitar, which has microtones. Like we have Western music, which has basically a scale. You know, you have an octave. It's 12 notes, 12 to 12. You have 8 notes in any scale. And Indian culture, they have microtones. That's why the sitar has so many strings in between things. So they hear like tones between tones. It's similar to like when people say like you will like color. Like Russians have 8 words for the color blue. And in English, we only have, you know, so many like words for the color blue. So they see more shades of blue because they have more words for the color blue.
I was going to say,
like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. It fucks with you. It fucks with you really bad.
But in like music, it's all mathematical. So it's limited. So I wouldn't be so surprised that there's a common theme between the pyramids, between locations, because like music is universal, but it's finite to a set number of numbers. Like there's only so many sounds.
I have a question for a question for Clark, because what you just said, where you have like a finite thing, one thing that has always bothered me, like in like math class or whatever at school, is you can have, let's say, a foot, and you can divide that foot infinitely, but if you move out of it, it's not infinite. That bothers me. Like if you move from the center out, there's a finite amount of space. But if you continuously divide in, you can do that infinitely. Mm-hmm. That bothers me.
Well, that's kind of what the music scale thing is. It's like you can divide infinitely inside.
I know, but in reality, you have a limit externally, but not infinitely or internally.
You're saying if you have like a 1 foot box, you cannot go outside of that box because
you can't divide it out. You can divide inwards infinitely, but if you start from the center out, you have 6 inches to go on either side. Yeah, it has limits, but not infinitely inside in terms of vision.
And that's the question of the universe is where is the end of the universe? Because we can mathematically know where the end of the universe is. But what's beyond the universe?
We're off of pyramids.
We're stopping. We're not going into the infinite thing. This is going to hurt my brain.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, it fucks with you really bad. Like you can get to the wall, and then what's on the other side of the wall?
We're never going to know. Wow.
We are not going to do a universe talk right now.
See how quickly that happens? That's how quickly happens.
When you talk to Mike, that's how the conversation
That's exactly how it happens. 3 hours later.
That's how you end up in the basement, right?
Especially when you're in the basement. Oh, man. All right, so let's go. Let's kick it off to the next one. What we got?
The next topic that we're going to be covering is Purgatorius. Has anybody heard of it or know what it is?
Purgatorius, no.
Other than purgatory, I'm just drawing at strings here, trying to figure out where we at.
Nope. It is a squirrel-like creature that apparently humans evolved from.
What?
Yes, so now they are saying that humans evolved from this... It looks like a squirrel. How you spell it is Purgatorius. I hope I'm saying that right.
Did we not talk about this like briefly on a previous episode about like about how like when basically the rise of mammals when the reptiles kind of lost their, like when dinosaurs, you know, avians and reptiles kind of were extinct, and then
we might have touched it. I don't know.
I think we touched on this before. Yeah.
Well, what do you guys think? Do you guys think it's true? Do you think it's something that we evolved from?
Not really. This goes back to my whole issue with traditional evolutionary theory. My issue is that the conflict between self-organizing systems in the universe and the idea of self-organizing systems, but constant entropy. Those two things are a huge odds in my head, Like everything that ever happens is on a decline of entropy, whether it be energy, society, or anything new, there's a decline. I feel like we're de-evolving more than anything, but
de-evolving. You think we're de-evolving?
It makes sense. I mean, if we're talking like we all are so excited that we can make microcircuits and what in reality, it's an extremely small portion of the globe's population that understands that and can engineer microcircuits. And then it's exported to automation and assembly lines. So if you look at the entire population of the world, the idea that it's only a few people that know how to channel energy through silicon microcircuits. The majority of the planet has no idea. We just know how to use it. So it seems like in the past, what like that temple we talked about, where it was cut from the top down and everything is tuned right, is like there's more of a basic universal understanding of energy and space and everything. Whereas now, I don't know, we can't really do that now. We could try. We could probably do it if we dedicated generations of people to study it. But this idea that like there's this constant upswing of progress bothers me because it doesn't make sense in light of everything that's just decaying.
Do you think we're like at the top of the bell curve and we're going down now?
Yeah. I think that there's a wavelength of things like progress and downtimes and progress and downtimes. But if you were to zoom out like it was the stock market and look at the entire scale, I would think that it would be on a downward trajectory if I had to guess.
Interesting.
So my question is like, so like specialized things. So I'm going to do this from a military standpoint. There are specialized people who can build an F-22 Raptor. Mm-hmm. There is a 0.01001% of people that can fly it. But the people that can fly it are not the engineers that can build it or understand how it works. They're just the people there that can fly it. So, like, isn't there a just pyramidal actual like skill set in the world? Like, do you not look at it that way, maybe, or a percentage thing? Like, as you're saying, like, maybe we're getting like,
I look at it as everything. Like, we mimic the patterns of energy, just like ant colonies. What they're doing, and if you zoom out and look at an anthill and how complex it is and what they do, we're doing the exact same thing they do. And if you go even further down past the ants, there's funguses that grow networks the same way the ants do and then the same way we do. If you go on Google Earth and look at the timeline, so if you look at your general area, mine more because Tennessee is younger than like New York or something, but if you look at satellite images of a certain amount of space looking down, you see us slowly etching in, building infrastructure and clearing trees, growing just like a fungus does on a petri dish. It looks identical to that.
Yeah.
So we're just mimicking, we're patterns that and the way solar systems and all of that work and energy works at the subatomic level and the macro, it's all the same pattern. So I look at it like that. Our society, it's even though it's this or that, it's the same type of pattern. Everything's a pattern. So within those things, I think we have these little microcosms of like, yeah, like you said, skill sets, and they build within a certain bubble. Like the people that built the cathedrals in the old world, there were generations of artisans and masons and everything that kept all this information there, and generationally they completed these amazing structures. But on the full on spectrum, I don't know, we're so much messier than that.
Yeah, but yeah, I was just gonna say that if we came from this Patagonia squirrel, we're doing fucking amazing. I'm just really impressed with where we are because I haven't even seen this squirrel, but it's a squirrel looking thing. Shoot, let's go pyramids. I mean,
I've seen raccoons stand up on, you know, on 2 feet. And I'm like, hey, man.
It's not that far off, right?
Watch out.
Don't overstep.
I think that there's no... First of all, I don't knock anything because at the end of the day, I can't prove it, right? We've had that discussion too many times. But, you know, I think that, yeah, that could have totally been a thing. But in this... In this theory that's being thrown out there, you mentioned the dinosaurs. Was there a period where the dinosaurs fought each other and they lost and the squirrels won and we came and diverged from there? Is that the census that we're talking about? It's not monkeys?
Probably. It's very much that. When the basically the cataclysmic event that caused the downfall of the dinosaurs, which we can only assume is the Yucatan meteor strike.
That's cool.
That's our best basis.
Let's go, humanity.
Yeah. that's the rise of mammals, because at that point in the Cretaceous period, I mean, most of your dinosaurs that are going to survive are aviary. They're going to be birds. That's what they're going to evolve into. Yeah, and then
because they could get around faster.
The mammals that were able to survive basically a nuclear winter kind of thing were furry, and they were small animals, and they were in caves and stuff like that.
And so, able to burrow through, and
they're probably eating just bugs in the ground and stuff like that.
So that was the rise of mammals.
Is that why we have a tailbone? Oh shit!
Yeah, that's why you can't fold your ass too hard.
Yeah, I know. That's a tailbone. you bang that shit on stuff when you fall down. It's like such an asshole. So.
Jesus. I got such a cool bone from the thrift store the other day. I'll show it to you sometime. It's a cow bone, but it has like a cool like spine ridge. I really like it.
Where's it at?
It's in my car.
For good luck.
I can get it. I can also show you the bone I got while I was kayaking the other day. I found a place where a cow died and fell over into a ditch, and I've been slowly excavating it. I found the pelvis, but it's like, what is it? The coccyx like rotted off and broke, and the animals were picking at it. There's a bunch of chewing marks.
So ooh, cool. Jesus. Nice. Imagine walking down Fifth Avenue and picking up a coccyx. Just taking it home.
Just imagine being the first guy walking, finding a dinosaur head. What the hell is this?
Take it home.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since we're on the topic of dinosaurs, Clark and I were talking a little bit earlier. It's not one of the topics on the fishbowl right now. But do you guys believe that dinosaurs existed or didn't exist?
I know a guy that legitimately believes that the Jews buried them in the 40s to test Christians' faith. Under direction from God. I know a guy that believes that.
I'm going with that one too. That's making the show. Fuck yeah, JFK and that one.
I believe people can believe that. Trust me. If people believe the earth is flat, they can believe that.
Yeah, nothing's off the table, but what makes the cut? JFK and the Jews fucking with the Christians. That's awesome. Absolutely.
I think dinosaurs existed. Why not?
So there was a woman on TikTok who firmly believes that dinosaurs did not exist. Clark, do you remember the whole video or like the bits and pieces of it? I'm drawing a blank at the moment.
Oh, I feel like I've seen this video.
I saw this too.
She couldn't comprehend it. She couldn't comprehend it.
I'm trying not to remember it, but yeah, she was.
Yeah. So one of her arguments was that bones. Like they will, you know, like bones disintegrate. Bones
would disintegrate within 20 years, and I immediately was just like, no, these are fossilized. They're rock now. They're
not it depends on the environment they're in.
Not calcium anymore. Yeah, like so, bones don't like dinosaur bones are not calcium anymore. They're not like your teeth when they fall out. Like, they're actually fossilized like rock now. So that's what dinosaur bones are.
So, to what you just said, I'm a fossil aficionado, and I collect a lot of them. These are being bleached in a let's see if you can see them in some really strong hydrogen peroxide. My problem is when I look at all these fine structures in these fossils that are what people are telling me are not the original material, that there was mud, they were encased, and then those rotted, and then minerals floated in. My problem with that is if you take like a crinoids, one of their spines, and cross section it, where all the different lines and things are, where there would be a nervous central nervous system and nerves going through, and different they more like have, you know, like our lymphatic system is a system of valves. It's like our second circulatory system. There's like stuff like that in crinoids, and each one of these different structures that are supposedly not the original material are all colored different. I have a huge problem with that theory, because I get what people are saying, but it just seems like petrification that I'm seeing rather than fossilization. So I don't.
So you think they're younger than what we think they are?
No, I'm not saying that. I think that they've undergone some process that takes so long that, or whatever, that we're, our time scale of like observing these things are kind of faulty. But the things that I observe seems like these are the original materials that have undergone some kind of preservation that I don't know. That's always bothered me too, because I've held what everyone agrees is like petrified wood. And it seems very similar.
Different though. And bone. Do you think calcification, like that will wear away, but fossilization, when the calcium is actually replaced by other minerals, that's what they're saying. So, like, do you think those bones, like, I mean, you could test them and actually see if there's any calcium residue in them, and it probably does have some.
Okay.
Very minuscule, though, at that point. So that calcium has been replaced by other minerals. That's what they're talking about. So that bone is no longer bone as you would think it was.
So not like a wash theory, like more like a leaching of minerals thing.
Yes. And replace.
That would make more sense, because the color differences between the materials would
still be different. It's not saying that they are not in any way structurally different than what they were as they were buried. But they have now been fossilized, and fossilization is basically the replacement of the minerals that were calcium, like bones, things like that. There's obviously no longer any more genetic or material stuff like spinal cord, things like that. You can have a complete spine, but now there's not going to be a spinal cord. There's not going to be any like organic material. But the calcium of the bones has now been replaced with different minerals that have basically emulsified.
You know, I have so many of these. I do have a pretty powerful microscope. What magnification would I need to see? I mean, I know I can see cell structures, but it would be interesting if I could see anything below that. Because if I just took one of these million fossils I had and then crushed it and see.
There's mineral test kits. You can get, and it's almost like a dipstick. The same thing if you want to do like fentanyl, like for a drug test or some shit.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's basically that. And you can literally shave. You can just shave a little bit off, and dilute it into water, and then put one of those dipsticks in it, and you can see exactly what actually.
And you can find out if you get high off it too.
Hey. Yeah.
All right, I'll do a little testing. I have the camera set up to where I can take pictures of the microscope. I'll post them.
So I think dinosaurs are real. Fuck it.
We got way off. I'm sorry for that deep.
No, that was really good. Like that's our
fucking dynamic, though. I told you that last
night. I came prepared.
I told you that last night. I said that's me and Seth's dynamic is we get off on this stuff.
So. But before we go to the next segment, do you guys want to see my coccyx?
Yes. All right. It's the way you deliver it, ladies and gentlemen. It's the way you deliver it. Man, just excited. I got a new thing to add to my shelf. The Jewish Christian theory. Yeah. Holy shit. That looks demonic.
That looks like the alien from Mexico.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Looks like I really like the mask.
It does, yeah. Like horns. Yeah,
I could put, like, I for Halloween, I could put my hood up and somehow fasten this to my face.
You'd be wearing a crotch on your face. You know that, right? I do.
What are you? I'm a cow's crotch.
Oh, man, that really stinks.
Oh, man. Jesus, I can't imagine that.
Well, darn. Any final thoughts about us evolving from a squirrel?
Wow, that was the original question, wasn't it?
That was the original one.
Squirrel, what?
The squirrel. All right. No, I'm good. What about you guys?
I'm good. All right. Well, the next topic that we have, it's pretty big in the news right now. Everyone knows about it. It's the Mexican alien.
Oh, what a segue.
We're here.
Yeah.
Spam head.
So, what do you guys think? Do you think it's legitimate? Do you think it's fake? Do you think it's all like for show? What are you guys' thoughts on it?
I want to see this coccyx.
I don't know. I think I don't know what they would gain by actually, like, you know, unveiling that information. That's the thing for me. It's like, what? I mean,
the Mexicans? Like,
yeah, like, well, the government in general. I mean, what are you going to get from that?
Yeah.
Other than YouTube likes.
I guess no other nation has done it. You know, no other nation has come forward and said that they have had aliens. So why not be the first ones to?
It's not, you're not getting like monetary like recompense. You know,
but how long did they have it?
But also, didn't the president of Mexico also say they had elves?
Like what? Santa Claus elves?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the shelf is gonna get packed tonight, guys, because we got a new one. It's been a minute since I put anything on that shelf. JFK has been there by himself for a minute. And now we're adding elves.
Jeez. What is the elf thing? Yeah. I've never heard that.
What's yeah, that he posted one? On his social media. He posted a picture of something and he said it's an elf.
Sell me the elf.
A mythological woodland spirit similar to an elf. President Andres Manuel Lopez.
Do you have any way to share that link?
He said he did
share
not
that with us.
This guy doesn't do Discord. He's learning the ways of the sensei.
I'm gonna get there.
I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna go ahead and say they're getting greedy. You can't take elves and aliens.
Word. You took aliens. Fine. We let you have it. Yeah. You were bold enough to make something out of clay. And congratulations, you have aliens. But to answer your question of why would they do it, I mean, why not if it's the hottest topic? I mean,
what would it be? What would, okay, so if you were to, if this was happening in U.S. Congress, like, I would love to know what the average person's conversation in Mexico in their household is.
Well,
like.
It would be. To me, like, if it happened in America, like, it's a distraction from something else.
Yeah. True. So, I don't know a lot about what's going on down there, but I looked up the x-rays because you said look at the x-rays. They're more interesting than the actual thing. There's a few things that pop up to me. One is the amount of material that's fallen off the body and in these little casket things that they have. There's a lot of junk that's sloughed off whatever this is. That's interesting. And then whatever these stones are in what I would assume would be the digestive tract reminds me of how like chickens use eat stones to digest. You know, there's like a different way of grinding down food. Yeah. And then whatever is in the chest and the head registers different on the x-ray. It has a different density. That's all interesting to me, but it's like most likely fake. It's just,
well, a few years ago,
you're right, the x-rays are way more interesting.
A few years ago, somebody checked out these bones. Isn't that the first time these bones came out? Somebody checked it out and they figured there was a combination of human bones and animal bones, that there's a, one of the arms is a femur that you can see somebody sawed off so it can fit.
But aren't we doing that? Aren't we doing that with medicine now, where they're taking animal-created organs, and they did it with a guy who's unconscious, and the family signed away the rights. He was declared brain dead, and they put a pig's heart or a kidney or something, and the body hasn't rejected it and whatnot. Wouldn't that be maybe the same thing, that these alien creatures have already advanced that technology where they've incorporated body parts and they ran out, so they came to Mexico like, to try to get some.
So it's like they have the phage?
The phage from Voyager, yes.
What, but like that actually, you bring up a great point, because there are cow mutilations.
Oh,
so what if another fucking thing made it in the shelf. I'm not sleeping tonight. That's what's happening. Hold on a second.
So
that's
what
it is. Like,
I was gonna say, I got a historical thing to come up. Why would they go to Mexico? There's not large like bovine.
Come to America.
Historically.
Well, the real, you know, action.
Like, there's not big protein in Mexico historically.
Yeah, maybe you would come to America. First... There's more cows over here.
But right? Maybe they're just like, and maybe the way I'm they're traveling going. Through space, that's just where they end up. You know,
they really love cows.
They would have to end up at the right time in the right place at the right time, kind of thing. Because there were no cows in Mexico, fucking 400 years ago.
Wait, are we sure that it's a cow? I'm just saying, yes, there are cow mutilations, but there are other animal mutilations. It doesn't.
Yes. So there's okay. So all right. Central America does not have large protein like based things. You have like small pigs. What was it? Capybara or whatever. And then like there's not like large protein like bases there. As opposed to like North America, where you have deer, and then you go farther north, you have elk, and you have, you know, caribou and things, or not caribou, but like elk, and, you know, moose and things like that. But like the farther south you go, the protein gets smaller. Okay. So it's like, why would you go there? You can't harvest organs.
Maybe because it's quieter and it's too much noise over here. There's too much light.
Also, you saw those skeletons. They were pretty small. So maybe actually the smaller protein. Maybe it's actually better.
And let's go ahead, Alex. Sorry,
I was going to say there's alien abductions. You said like the arm is a femur. So what if it was just somebody who got abducted? You know, cut off the leg of a human, put on the arm. I don't know.
So we got a race of aliens that interchange body parts like car parts.
Depending what planet they go to,
they custom shave them down to fit them. When one wears out.
Yeah, that'd be pretty scary, actually.
Yeah.
You just
pack off. Noel, you were going to say something?
No, I was just saying that depending on what planet they go to, they'll collect different body parts.
That's true.
This reminds me of the most terrifying alien encounter idea ever. And it's called All Tomorrows. By I think he's like a Brazilian artist, and it's based around a species called the Q, that is this weird kind of between a squid and a bat alien that comes to Earth and assimilates humanity in different ways, like we're a product, and we try to wage a war with them, which angers them, but the Q are exceedingly adept at splicing genes and basically monkeying with the code of life. They're experts at it. And so they, as a punishment to humanity, they separate all of us and put us on different planets. Where these tiles, where like these carpeted tiles with one eye, and we are on their planet, and the only thing we do is filter their waste product. We're basically like this advanced sewage system, and there's just these carpeted fleshy tiles with eyes in them that were once humans. And then there's another race of like these basically giraffes, and each race of people were broken up and punished accordingly to serve different functions as tools. Later the Q die out, and then they evolve into different things, and they come back and visit Earth and take like selfies with our fossils, but they're like completely disfigured creatures at that point.
What is this?
It's a book called All Tomorrows.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go on record.
I watched a YouTube video about the book. That's how I know about it. It's terrifying what they do to people.
What is it called?
All Tomorrows?
All Tomorrows. Yeah. What was it, Clark? You're gonna go on record with what?
I was gonna say giraffes are creepy.
They are. Every time I see giraffes now, I think that they're like some punished sentient species from super long ago that are these fumbly long-necked animals that are punished by like a high alien being.
I think they like being giraffes. I don't think they're like, man, this sucks.
I don't think they mind. That's hilarious.
The aliens are coming here to just check out the giraffes. They're not coming here for us.
Yeah. And they eat cows and absorb them.
It's like a weird punishment prison program. They check to make sure all these other animals that used to be bipeds are still suffering.
I just text something. And what is that relation? That text?
Oh, that's the Mexican with the elf.
Oh, that's the Mexican with the elf that you sent. Okay. The Mexican with the elf. Wow. What was the original question? Because
we were talking about the Mexican alien stuff, but I didn't get too off
on that.
No.
It's progress.
Does anyone have anything else before we get on to our next subject?
Wait, all around the room again. Who believe it? Don't believe it? The nays, the yays, what?
We'll go around the table. Do you think they are real? Yes or no?
I don't think so.
Nope.
Yeah.
I want it to be
real. If
it
was a percentage, I would say 80%. I think they're fake.
Yeah.
That's a good number.
Yeah. I just can't get behind it. Yeah.
I want it to be real, though.
Yeah.
On the record, I want
it. I just want to know why it was revealed. Yeah. Officially, yeah. That's more of the question I want to know.
Why the government revealed that?
I think it's better. I think it's more likely that the president of Mexico is some sort of conspiracy theorist and wants the nation to believe what he believes.
Well, if he posted up the elves, I'm gonna go with yes on that theory. Because I mean, not much to deduct from that action there. Yeah, why would they do it? And also, if they knew that they were going to get questioned and they were going to run tests and x-rays that would show, like, why risk it if you know you're going to get caught?
They might not show anybody. They may be like, no, this is ours.
The president, it just bothers me because we all know that elves are interdimensional and aliens are interstellar. So that bothers me.
They honestly would have been better off just having a chupacabra. Yeah. They could have had anything. They could have had a mangy fucking coyote and just been like, look, we found one.
Finally.
Here it is.
Word. And
finally. We would have all been like, yeah. Woo.
Now, if they find a spaceship in like bedrock with a fossilized chupacabra at the wheel,
I'm in. Okay. I'm all in.
I'm in.
I'm all in.
Like the jockey.
Yes.
Leave it right there. Turn it into a museum. Let us pay ticket fees to watch and see.
The chupa jockey.
The chupa jockey.
Make it a shirt, Alex. All right. Chupa jockey.
Oh, man.
I'm writing it down so I don't forget.
Notes are important.
All right. Our last topic for today is roller derby.
Oh God.
It's no longer a huge thing like how it once was, but back in like late 80s, early 90s, roller derby, like it was almost on the same levels as probably professional wrestling. Like it was really big. It was getting there, but for some reason it died off. Now, do you guys want to see a comeback of roller derby? Because I personally would. I think it's a very interesting sport. Very entertaining.
Super violent.
Mm-hmm.
It's pro wrestling for like emo goth girls that don't have any talent. So.
Whoa. You calling me an emo goth girl?
Let's check a little bit. Hey, as a guy that's has been a musician in that scene.
That's definitely giving me emo girl thing, yeah. What you just said.
Are they actually coming back or no?
So it's
only women?
It's not. No, so like back in the 80s, 90s, it was both men and women. Like it was at the same tier. It now is more of like a women's like sport thing to do rather than like a men's league. I don't think there really are any men's leagues. There might be, but I think they're like it should come back just as like it's awesome. It's great. It's great. It's really entertaining.
Roller skate.
It should make a comeback.
It's a roller skate NASCAR. And like how many laps they have to do before somebody wins. I don't get it.
Well, it's they used to have like a football or like some sort of like, you know, thing that they carry and they have to like do so many laps with it.
Everything I've ever seen, they don't. They're just going around the rink a billion times and hitting each other.
Yeah, so I've always seen them hitting each other.
Right, elbows. I'm seeing elbows on the Google search. So they're just going around the track, trying to get to a never-ending finish line, fucking each other up?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That sounds just like NASCAR.
It's NASCAR and NHL without the boring parts.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean. Like that. How is that? How is that not a sport right now?
Actually, trying to score.
They should. If they made it like world, like WWF, where they got their own characters. They have their own finishing moves.
Yeah, I don't watch that shit. The old finishing moves, especially.
You just skate behind somebody, picks them up, and just slams them. Just keeps going. I'd watch that.
NHL fighting and skating. It's NASCAR going around a track, and then it's professional wrestling because you got to have an attitude and a character kind of thing. That's literally the three things that it is.
That's all it requires.
I might be in.
Well, if you take the idea.
If it comes back, I would watch it, but it doesn't have anything on phone booth boxing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's wild.
Oh my god. We're going to
do our weird sports series. So we're going to do an entire episode on weird sports. We're going to do slap fighting, professional slap fighting.
You ever seen guys that dress up like knights and fight each other?
Actual knight fighting. Yeah.
God. Someone just died from that. Someone took their axe and came up behind someone and got him video. In the back of the head.
Oh, I didn't know he died. That's crazy.
What sport?
They just up like knights and they fight with like swords and axes.
Talk about going back.
They're like Renaissance fair to the extreme.
Yeah. What is that called when they dress up and fight?
Yeah, they're not hitting each other with foam fucking swords.
Yeah, like I forgot what that's called. Yeah.
I thought it was just called LARPing, but it's LARPing, like an
extreme LARPing.
Are there manslaughter? What happened to the dude? Is it manslaughter at that point?
Yeah, he's going to jail.
Oh my gosh. He hit him hard, too.
What are you in for, Renaissance Fair?
Oh, my God.
I killed my enemy on the battlefield.
You never told anyone that. You'd just be like, I axed a guy in the back of the head.
Yeah, that'll hold you down. That'll keep you safe.
And it was a long axe, so he had some, you know, some real...
What the hell was he thinking?
I just don't understand what they think would happen.
It's in this type of fight. After he hits the guy in the head, he kind of was like, hey, what do you want? It's kind of like, oh, yeah.
That's the thing. He's like, what?
That's the part of the game.
Wait, so is it premeditated in that sense? Because he was like probably fantasizing of killing somebody as a knight? What the fuck? That's horrible.
They look back in his fucking Amazon history and they'd be like, this guy
ordered the whole axe, the armor. He went in.
See, I think typically like the blade is like sharpened down, so it's not like an actual sharp blade, so that sort of shit doesn't happen. But I think just like the power behind his swing,
yeah.
And it was a smaller bit. It wasn't like a huge one, and it might have just hit the helmet at just the right angle to go right through, and it killed the dude.
Yeah, jeez. I'm trying to find the actual video because the guy kind of was like, "Hey, what do you want to do? It's part of the game. I won, right? He's knocked out."
Yes, and everyone was like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa!"
Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's a crazy sport. Not watching like
video. Think about it. They went to. They were basically playing costumes like Halloween, and you died.
Imagine that's going to be on your gravestone.
Role playing your fantasy, like, you know, theme, the thing that you were into as a fucking kid. You die as an adult. Role playing.
Hey, he died what he loved doing, though. You know what I mean?
Damn. Holy moly. How I forgot the question again. How did we get here? Are we here? Are we still here?
What is it? Crazy sports? No, crazy, it was roller derby you started.
Roller derby.
You know what? They should dress up like knights with roller skates. Yeah, I'd watch that.
Roller skates, roller knights. Let's go ahead and put this on paper. Roller knights.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm 100% in that. I'll watch that.
Oh my God. And they got the long spears. Knights.
Oh yeah!
Some of them have the thing with the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Role plays.
I'm there. I'm in. I'd watch that. And you
got fucking armor on.
Oh, that'll be a UFC.
Melee.
Jesus. All right. I'm good with that one.
Well, that wraps up all the fishbowl topics that we have. We've been talking for about an hour now. Yeah, that wraps up about all the topics that we have. We talked about the UFOs. We talked about Purgatorius, the pyramids, the one going up every 10 years. What are you guys' final thoughts on everything that we talked about?
Yeah.
There's so much to think about.
I know. So much.
Talked today.
My conclusion in my essay would be that now JFK is not by himself. He now has the squirrel. I'm going to throw the squirrel in there. Fuck it. Just throw the squirrel in there. But definitely the Jewish Christians fuckery.
That's such a good one. I wouldn't look into that so much.
Into it. So that was my deduction. So, yeah. Learn something new every day. Learn something new every day.
We just learned today that dinosaurs might be fake.
Right. I made it.
Who would have thought?
My send off and my heartfelt send out to everybody listening is that don't worry about your life. You descended from a squirrel.
Damn. Not Seth, the monkeys.
I don't know, man. I'm starting to worry that JFK's brain is like hooked up to, you know how they kept that eel's brain alive in a vat, and it had no like eyes, ears, or central nervous system. It was just a eel's brain. What if, as you know, kind of this cosmic punishment for going against the seven families, they kept JFK's brain alive in a vat, and he's just in like a matrix of black,
Seth,
and he's just there.
How did you get there?
Descended from a squirrel.
He's thinking like the Q.
Yeah,
he's thinking like the Q.
He is thinking like the Q.
Sorry, I'm sorry, John.
He got deep in his feelings right there.
Yeah,
pull it down, Drake. Jesus Christ.
Well, he did show us his fossils.
That is true. Well, Jose, Noel, if you want to say any last little bits for our audience listening to where they can find you, you know, listen to your guys' stuff, feel free to go ahead and give a shout out right now.
Yeah, you're the slut of the show.
Well, thank you guys for watching and listening in. I had a good time. Talking about these topics is very interesting. If you guys want to check out some of our podcasts, we're at thebasementny.com. You can find us on YouTube, The Basement NY. Instagram, TikTok, all the above, you know, just look for The Basement NY and you'll run into our stuff.
Yeah, and send us pictures of the pyramid as you build it, so we could just like throw it in there once in a while, see progress.
Man. Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So shout out to you guys. Thanks for having us on your platform. It's what's up. Got to do it again.
Thank you. Yes, 100%. We will. Thank you for coming onto the show. Audience members, you know where to find us if you want more material. And just remember, we don't want what's normal. We want stuff that's effing weird.
Yo, what up, everybody? If you like what you saw, please click on some of the video links on the side. And please support our channel by liking, subscribing, and leave a little comment. And maybe we'll respond back to you. And hopefully, you'll be a guest on our next episode. With family living in the lower deck, I won't say names, but I was lame and I was spewing disrespect. Turn to God to disaffect, that's worth to Trump. Now let's inspect to interject on what the young is spitting. I'm spitting for where the sacred texts are given.